Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Merdezine Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us today. Fall's a weird time of year. Well, any time in Kansas is a weird time of year. We've got high temperatures and low temperatures and all kinds of changes in weather going on, so all of the plants in the yard are probably thinking, what is this mess going on? What do we do to get things ready for the winter now that fall is kind of in full force?
Yeah, so now it's fall, kind of knocking on the door. Most of our gardens and everything are probably done for the season. Some of the things you guys can think about for preparing for next year is one thing is doing a soil test this fall. Soil testing in the fall actually allows you to sample the soil when it's probably less likely to be waterlogged like it would probably be in the springtime. Soil testing in the fall actually helps you get the basic fertility of the soil. I know a lot of people are like, what is soil testing? So it allows you to save money on fertilizing because you're actually only putting down what that soil needs. And then you're not putting on extra fertilizer that might actually get washed away. The fall time is a good time to go out there and take some soil samples. What we like you guys to do is you can easily test your garden in the fall time. You can even test your lawn, or especially you can test your pastures or your crop fields. So all of those you can do a soil test on. One thing we do ask, if you're testing both your lawn and your garden areas, please make sure that those are two completely different samples because we have different forms, and then also your lawn has different activity than your garden actually would. How to take a soil test is most of the offices around here probably should have a soil probe instrument that you can come and check out that helps collect the soil. But if you can't make it to the office or if they're all checked out, you can easily use a small shovel and take the soil samples. You want to go down at least 5 to 6 inches deep to collect that amount of soil because that's where most of your nutrients kind of hang out, is that 6 inches deep area in that soil. So we ask that you kind of make a Z pattern. So say you're testing your garden. Make a Z pattern throughout your garden and collect those soil samples. Probably collect at least 10 to 12 samples in your garden area, and then collect all of those samples, put them in a bucket, mix that soil together, and then most of the time we need at least 1.5 to 2 cups of that mixed soil and put it in, say, a sandwich-sized bag, fill up a sandwich-sized bag, and bring that soil into the office for us to send off for you. I know here in the Merdezine District, we lost a grant that the conservation office had, so our prices are now full prices for the soil testing, which is $12, but it is really good information just so, one, you can save some money with those fertilizer costs, and two, just to give you a good basic knowledge on where my soil nutrients levels are. This is just a really good jump start for you to do something now here in the fall and not have to wait for the springtime.
$12 doesn't sound very expensive at all for the kind of information you're going to get.
Yeah, it's not a bad price considering things nowadays.
It's a whole lot better than just going out there and throwing stuff on the ground at random.
Uh-huh, yep.
So we've got the soil taken care of. What about things like, I just planted a couple of new fruit trees this summer. I don't think they're going to need anything as far as pruning, but what about some of the more established stuff?
A couple little quick tips on pruning trees and shrubs here in the fall. So those are both woody plants, of course, and woody plants are actively building up their storage of sugars as they approach fall time when they drop their leaves. So pruning in the fall actually limits this process and reduces the amount of energy plants have available through dormancy. So woody plants pruned at this time of the year also may send out new growth, which is unlikely to be hardy enough to survive this winter. So you want to do light pruning if you are going to prune this fall. Light pruning is about like 10% or less of the plant to remove. So if you see in your trees like some really dead or diseased branches, you can take care of those and prune those here in the fall and remove them. A lot of people will actually kind of wait till the springtime on those shrubs. So like your summer blooming shrubs like hydrangea, rose of Sharon, butterfly bush, and creep myrtle, those can be pruned in early spring because the blooms are set for the new growth. But there are some exceptions, like the most of the deciduous trees in the area actually respond best to late winter, early spring pruning. So you can kind of wait a little bit, but just kind of keep in mind that you can do some pruning here in the fall time to try and get some of that out of the way so you don't have to worry about it in the springtime.
And also to get rid of some of the dead or decaying branches before, oh, one of our famous ice storms decides to set in.
Yes, very, very true.
Okay. Now, soil testing and this kind of advice and everything is available through pretty much any of the extension offices, correct?
Yeah, all of them should be able to send those samples off for you.
And if folks have questions, what's the best way to get a hold of either you or their local extension office?
Yeah, our payroll office number, please give us a call at 913-294-4306. Or if you're closer to Ottawa or Garnet or Mound City, please look those up online and check out their phone numbers. All of us agents in the area are here to help you guys out, so please take advantage of all the awesome programs that we have coming up in the wintertime, and then all of the services that we provide, whether that ranges from doing a soil sample test for you or some of the other services we have for you guys is plant ID. I know things are... Right now, it's kind of a little hard to identify things because they're all starting to probably go into dormancy. But in the springtime, if you need a plant or a weed or something identified, we can easily help you guys out with doing that. And then also, if you need to get some forages tested, so like your hay bales, that is also something for that you can send through our office and get tested to see what the crude protein or the nitrate levels and stuff like that are for. So please use your extension offices that are in your area.
It's kind of like your teeth. If you ignore them, then they go away. We don't want to lose those, and we don't want to lose the extension office. So put that good information to use.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for the tips, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Have a good one.
You as well. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.